37-year-old Darcy Perez breathed a sigh of relief when he learned he tested negative for COVID-19.
Because I'm the one that always go out. I go to the store, go shopping for my parents. So I'm constantly in public every now and then.
Perez has been caring for his elderly parents in his hometown of Keokaha.
And once I heard about Keokaha, and it was so close to home, I got more scared. Then I just wanted to test myself just for keep them safe.
A COVID-19 cluster at a Keokaha charter school was reported last week with 8 staff testing positive. Ka'umekeka'eo Principal Nohea Nahale'a says the cluster is an unfortunate reality of close-knit communities, and it reminded the school of the need to be more vigilant.
We all need to be responsible, and I don't know how many ways we've said it.
Mayor Harry Kim says he and his staff break down every single COVID-19 case that shows up on the Big Island, reviewing factors such as age, location, and degree of community spread to really assess the need for policy interventions.
People think, hey, you got to close all the beaches, all the parks, and you would do that if necessary. I don't do it just because the numbers are out.
As of Monday, the Big Island reported 151 active cases of COVID-19, with 16 of those individuals hospitalized at the Hilo Medical Center. Dan Brinkman is the East Hawaii Region CEO for the Hawaii Healthcare Systems, which oversees the Hilo Hospital.
Well, we're cautiously optimistic that we're seeing a slight downturn. We haven't had as many COVID admissions. We're hoping that we're beginning to see the gradual decline, but again, it's probably too soon to know.
Hawaii County also saw its first coronavirus-related death stemming from an outbreak at a Hilo Veterans Home. 3 residents at the Yukio Okutsu State Veterans Home passed away, and another 25 residents and 10 staff tested positive. Brinkman says that number could have been a lot higher.
I think we have a high degree of certainty that it was picked up from the community, probably from one of these large gatherings, one of the veteran homes. Employees was identified through a random testing. If we hadn't done that random sampling, we could have probably had the entire facility infected before we started realizing what was happening.
Last week, Hawaii County tested nearly 1,800 individuals throughout the island. With the additional testing, county health officials are expecting the case numbers to go up as well. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.